You're listening to South Georgia's number one local talk show, The Morning Drive with Chris Beckham on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
And good morning to you on this Friday morning. Time now for The Morning Drive on News Talk 105.9. This is WVGA, also broadcasting online at ValdostaToday.com. I'm Chris Beckham. Thanks for joining us on this Friday, brought to you by Valdosta Toyota, Southern Vane and Laser Center, and Preferred Rental Company. Outside, as we start your Friday, we are at 73 degrees around South Georgia. We'll have your complete weather forecast coming up in just a little while. Also, later on today, going to be joined by Katie Millison. She's going to be telling us about an opportunity to see a very special movie showing here in South Georgia. We'll give you more details about that. Also, our friends from Jacob's Ladder have an opportunity to win a horse. There's a riding facility for folks with special needs, and we'll tell you how you can help that effort coming up later on. We'll also have your Waller Heating and Air Sports Report, including your Austin's Cattle Company NASCAR contest around 8:35 this morning. We'll also have your community calendar and your strange stories of the day. But before we start off with that or anything else on this Friday morning, let's take a quick listen to some of this morning's early headlines.
President Obama is endorsing Hillary Clinton. This comes 2 days after the former Secretary of State was assured her party's presidential nomination. Obama's announcement also comes a short time after meeting with Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
Three more anti-Donald Trump protesters now facing charges in California, bringing the total to seven.
The days of singing cowboys, painted women, and cartoon characters roaming free in New York's Times Square, apparently about to come to an end. Effective later this month, the city announcing it will corral them in special zones in order to thwart what the city says has been aggressive behavior by some of the tip seekers.
The House begins debating a bill to deal with Puerto Rico's $70 billion worth of debt. It would restructure some of that debt and create a financial control board.
Three-session winning streak for stocks came to an end.
The Army and the Air Force will stick with titles that end in man, but the Navy and the Marine Corps will switch to gender-neutral terms.
Michigan's governor signed off on a $617 million plan to bail out Detroit's public school system.
And those are some of the stories we'll be looking at on this Friday morning. As always, our Colony Bank phone lines are open at 229-241-1059. You can give us a call and let us know what's on your mind on this Friday morning. Coming up, some of the stories that we will be looking at. Again, another fatal crash, the second one this week on I-75. We'll give you more information about that. Also, we told you earlier this week about Tap Broadband, which had gone dark as of Monday. Now another provider planning to offer some options in light of those customers who lost service. We'll also tell you the sad story as Valdosta mourns one of their own. Michael Calger passed away this week, and a very inspiring story. We'll give you more information about that. Also an update on that murder of five people over in Colquitt County concerning the suspect of that case, Jeffrey Peacock, a capture made up in Ben Hill County. Or actually, you know, Silla, of a gentleman who was being held for murder charges in Ben Hill County. A hit and run in Lanier County. We'll give you more information about that. Also, budget news from the Valdosta City Council, which met last night, and much more. National news, the endorsement of President Barack Obama for Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton. No big surprise there, but we'll give you the latest on that. And also lots of other national stories as well. And again, what's on your mind? That's what we always like to hear from you. 229-241-1059 is our number. And before we do that, a quick update from one of our great listeners. And we always appreciate when folks can give us the heads up on things going on. If you're traveling around this morning in the Inner Perimeter Road area, report is that the Inner Perimeter is closed at Forest Street going towards J.C. Shack Road. And I don't have any more information about why it is closed. But if that is in your morning route of travel, be aware of that. Again, Inner Perimeter Road closed at Forest Street going towards J.C. Shack Road. So you may want to avoid that area, and we'll try to get you more information as it becomes apparent to us. Back or starting off with the Colony Bank phone lines, 229-241-1059 is our number. Hello, caller. Good morning, and how are you?
Good morning, Chris. How are you today?
Pretty good, man. It's Friday, right?
Well, tell you what. You know, listen, I think our enemies, the Chinese, the Russians, ISIS, whatever, I think they're going to be impressed with the changes of the gender-neutral naming of different positions.
You think that's going to affect them at all?
Yeah, I think they're going to be more impressed than, hey, we can't mess with them. They're politically correct. Why, you know, we wouldn't even dare attack.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to have much of an effect at all, so.
I don't think so. I think that as part of almost the planned decline of the military. I mean, you know, and eventually 5 or 6, 10 years down the line, I don't think we're going to be able to battle anybody.
Well, we've certainly seen a lot of negative things when it comes to our military with contraction and everything else. So hopefully you're wrong, but signs indicate you could be right.
I hope so. You know, I think I don't think we could do a World War II ever again. I don't think that's even possible.
I don't think the world could do World War II again with the way things are now.
Well, one thing I do think is that I hope that they, you know, they come off the selective service, you know, having women in as well as men, mm-hmm. you know, having, you know, when you're 18, you have to sign up.
Right.
I personally, I don't believe that men or women should have to sign up for selective service. I think it should be stick to an all-volunteer force, regardless of what happens.
Well, yeah, and maybe so. Of course, the world has changed, and so you have to change and adapt with it. So.
Absolutely, because my daughter isn't going to go in any military. I don't care what kind of national emergency it is. It's just not going to happen.
Well, there you go. And I don't think we're to that point yet, and hopefully we won't be.
I hope not. Listen, Chris, you have a great Friday, okay?
Hey, man, you too. Have a good weekend.
All right, bye-bye.
229-241-1059 is our number. Let's give you the latest on that fatal crash on I-75. Again, the second one that we have seen this week. One vehicle was involved in this wreck. Again, this one happening around exit 22, which is a very busy place. Obviously, that's the North Valdosta Road exit. And this is happening yesterday. Again, details kind of slow coming out, obviously, as they are investigating that. But one person was killed in that wreck. 61-year-old Nancy Berg was driving north near mile marker 21. When she traveled off of the east shoulder, she was in the northbound lane. It's about 4:30 yesterday afternoon. Once again, overcorrecting, which we often see, trying to get back onto the road, causing the car to spin and flip multiple times. The vehicle landed on the passenger side in the right northbound lane. She was wearing a seatbelt, but was partially ejected from the car and was pronounced dead at the scene. Troopers are continuing to investigate what caused the vehicle to travel off the road. They do not suspect that alcohol or drugs contributed to the accident. They said no charges will be filed, and certainly that was another big traffic tie-up yesterday afternoon, and obviously sad to report another fatality on I-75. Please do be careful out there. Let's go back to the phone lines. 229-241-1059 is our number. Hello, caller. Good morning, and how are you?
Good morning, Chris. This is Glenn. I'm a first-time caller.
Hey, Glenn.
I just wanted to say it's a sad day when the Marine Corps wants to go change their slogan just because of gender choice. You know, that's just all I got to say on the subject. But
yeah.
I appreciate you taking my call.
Yeah, man. Thanks. Good to hear from you. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Take care. 229-241-1059 is our number. This is a, you know, what kind of an effect something like this? They're talking about changing or shortening their slogan and really I can't say this surprises me, to be honest with you, I wish that it did, but I can't say that it does. Let's take one more call real quick before the break. We'll talk more about this coming up in just a little bit. Hello, caller. Good morning. How are you?
Morning, Chris.
Jimmy.
Hey. Well, I hope the other Jimmy listening. I got a new one for you.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, have you ever heard of the let me look at this to make sure I get the term correct. It's called, it's where if the police stop you and you got money in your car and they think it might be in commission of a crime, they can just seize your money without warrant, without anything, and they just take your money.
Yep. What is that? Yeah.
However,
okay.
In Oklahoma, They just started this last month, 16 devices. They now can take your money out of your bank account.
Take your money.
They stop you and they get your prepaid card or even your debit card, and they can seize money out of your bank account.
Now, what would be the reasoning behind that?
They suspect it's in a crime. That's all they got to say.
Well, that's a bad deal, Jimmy.
Oh, yes, it is. I can see, and they already have a problem with it. It has only been out a month.
I can imagine they would. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Oh, that's the and the odd part of it is, you know, they pay this company $5,000 for the software, and this company also it's like the red light, you know, like the red, you know, when you run a red light and take a picture of you.
Yeah, the red light cameras.
Well, this particular company gets 7.7% of all taken.
Oh man, somebody's getting paid there now. Somebody's getting paid big time.
I want to get in on this deal.
Yeah, me and you both. Let's get in on that action, man. We'll go to the beach.
And one more thing, I think Hillary might be a good choice. You know, I don't know if you remember this. It was back in the when they first ran. I don't know if you remember. Hillary took $1,000, and in 10 months she made $100,000 in cattle futures.
She made $100,000 what?
In cattle.
Oh yeah, okay. I didn't know Hillary was a cattle rancher.
Well, she cattle futures, you know, on it's like a market.
Yeah, I got you. Commodity.
Yeah, and she did. Everybody, all kind of reporters tried. Nobody could do it. Only Hillary was able to do that.
Making that money, so, baby.
Yeah.
Making that money.
Not like they say, follow the money.
Follow the dollars. It'll lead you there every time.
All right, Chris.
Lots to talk about, man.
It's getting close. I can almost hear them pass it.
Now, hey, man, we're getting close 9 weeks from today, man. Don't get me excited to start talking about football, Jimmy. I'll be here all day.
All right.
All right, man. Take care.
All right.
See you now. 229-241-1059. 9 weeks from today. Not that I'm counting. We'll talk about that Puerto Rico bailout as well. Also, the story out of, there's been a lot of talk over the last year or so about the possible raising of the minimum wage to $15. You see a lot of people who are supporting that effort, mainly a lot of Bernie Sanders supporting that effort as well. The an ex-CEO of McDonald's said that would destroy critical career opportunities. We have already seen in, I think, the report I saw in Washington, D.C., where nearly half of the employers there said they have laid off workers due to the minimum wage hikes in Washington, D.C., Again, this according to a report coming out this week. They say that the District of Columbia's minimum wage hike since 2014, this is according to the Employment Policies Institute, the minimum wage was increased from $8.25 hourly to the current rate of $11.50 per hour. Mayor Muriel Bowser advocated a $15 minimum wage in the District of Columbia, according to an address that she said this year. The Institute surveyed 100 employers in Washington, D.C. to find out how that would how they would react to this minimum wage hike. And, they said nearly half of them said, yeah, we're going to be laying people off. So there you go. Todd Starnes is next. We'll talk more about all this coming up right after this. News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
You're listening to South Georgia's number one local talk show, The Morning Drive with Chris Beckham on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
.625 back on The Morning Drive of this Friday morning. Brought to you by Valdosta Toyota, Southern Vane and Laser Center, and preferred rental company. Outside right now, we are at 72 degrees in Valdosta, 70 over in Homerville, GA, and 71 over in Moultrie, Georgia. On this Friday morning, your forecast brought to you by Coombs Heating and Air. Mostly sunny today. Highs will be up around 92 degrees. There's a 20% chance of rain. I don't think there's any much to worry about there. 20% for Saturday in partly cloudy skies with highs in the low 90s. Now, they've jumped up the rain chance now for Sunday. They're now calling for an 80% chance of some afternoon and evening thunderstorms on Sunday. Won't affect the temperature too much. And we have a lot more chances of rain. It's been pretty dry this week, but next week is likely to be different as the rain chances really bump up on Tuesday. And we're going to have a 50 to 60% chance of rain every day following Tuesday next week. Your temperatures will be back down to the mid to upper 80s for your highs. So looks like the weekend's going to be nice until Sunday afternoon anyway. So plan to get out and enjoy it. A lot of things happening around the area. We'll cover some of that in our community calendar coming up. Again, thanks to Coombs Heating and Air, 242-2435. Outstanding service each and every time. We'll round out the first half hour back on the Colony Bank phone lines. And hello, caller. Good morning, and how are you?
Chris, good morning. You're the real expert on Andy Griffith. I want to see if you know this one.
All right.
The theme song that they have, you know, is without words. However, it comes from a song that has words. Do you know the name of that song?
I've actually heard the words to this song before.
Yeah.
So I knew that it had had words, but it's something like down the fishing hole or something like that.
You got it. Let's go down to the fishing hole.
Okay.
I tell you what, you know you're Andy Griffith.
I tell you what, I love me some Andy, and sometimes
I'll spin
around the TV and come upon a Griffith show, and I say, I'm stopping right here. This is better than anything else on. So
there you go. Well, about the minimum wage thing, I heard about a month ago that Wendy's, the stores that are owned by the company,
mm-hmm.
in the future, a lot of them are going to be going to when you come in to place your order, it'll be automated. You'll be pushing buttons instead of talking, to a cashier.
Hmm.
But that'll eliminate a lot of entry level employees.
Yeah, it sounds like I would assume it would without.
It would, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the law that's intended to help those will actually hurt a lot of them because it'll create fewer jobs,
Yeah, and again, that's, what we've said from the start. And I think a lot of times people look at things ideally and say, well, these business owners, they shouldn't be laying people off. Well, the reality of it is, of course they will. They're concerned with the bottom line. And again, if you're going to raise it on everybody, and my whole thing has always been the domino effect. If you've got someone who's making $15 an hour now, well, then if you raise the minimum wage to $15, raise there as well. So, yeah.
You're right. You're right. It'll have that kind of effect. Who do you think Hillary will choose as the VP?
Oh, I don't know. She made some kind of a comment earlier this week about maybe it's time for two women. Some people think maybe she's talking about Elizabeth Warren there. I would, if I had to place my money right now, I would say maybe Julian Castro or something like that. But but again, it's a guessing game. Who knows?
What about Trump?
If you're asking me to predict what Donald Trump's going to do, man, I'm going to strike out every time.
Yeah. I'm telling you, yeah. Well, you think Newt's still in the picture because he did criticize him, but he still respects him, I know. And
I would hope that he would be. I personally think that would be a good choice. Others have disagreed with me on that, but I think it would be. But I don't know. I just something in my gut tells me it won't be him. But I don't know. I would like. I think it'd be a smart move. But I don't know that that's going to be the way he decides to go.
Yeah, it would be. He's very smart and wise for sure.
Yeah.
But one other thing, changing gears. Is there any follow up on that murder, the fire, and the murder that they had in Moultrie? Where the guy burnt, killed all those people, and then burnt the house down?
Yeah, not really. They're still investigating it. The only update that we have seen is that there was some, digging into he was a U.S. Marine, and apparently, according to the latest report, is that he left the Marine Corps or was separated from the Marine Corps, and I don't exactly know what that means, but it was a premature discharge, and they say that's usually indicative of the fact that the character of his service did not meet the expectations and standards of the Marine Corps. So, but there's really
not
no other.
Sure,
and they also officials did release the fact that Jeffrey Peacock did have a criminal history, but they didn't go into exactly what that was. So,
I'll say, well, listen, I'll let somebody else call and holler back.
Hey, have a good weekend. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Bye.
229-241-1059 is our number. I can't whistle very good. I would whistle the Andy Griffith theme show song to you, but I'm not a very good whistler. So you all know the song. It just kind of makes you feel good to hear it. We'll take a break and come right back. We got more of the Morning Drive coming up right after this on News Talk 105.9. This is WVGA.
You're listening to the Morning Drive with Chris Beckham on Valdosta's information leader, News Talk 105.9, WVGA.
I don't know. Sure,
6:35 back on the Morning Drive on this Friday morning. Again, the Austin's Cattle Company NASCAR contest will be coming up in about 2 hours from now, 8:35. Stay tuned for that. Your opportunity to win a $25 gift card to Austin's Cattle Company, and that is always a good thing. Great guest coming up later on as well. We always appreciate that. We appreciate those who listen to us online at ValdostaToday.com, which you can do every single day, all throughout the day. Check us out there. We told you earlier this week about Tap Broadband. This is a company which provides the internet service for some folks in Lowndes County, mainly in Lake Park and around Moody Air Force Base. And on Monday, those customers found that they were without internet service. Tap posted on their Facebook page that they basically were ceasing their operations in the state of Georgia. They're based down in Florida. And so a lot of people were wondering exactly what's going to happen. And so anyway, the FiberNet, which is another company, has said that they are planning to possibly offer some services that will be kind of taking up the slack in those areas, and which I'm sure is going to be very good news for those folks if it all works out. And, again, it's an Atlanta firm, and they've been providing internet services for about a year. Company was founded 2 years ago, and so again, they are planning to expand their fiber optic network to some places over in Moody Air Force Base, and so we'll see if hopefully that will help some of those folks over there. We don't know exactly what time frame that they are looking at. They've already started it in some places, and again, they said that they do not offer traditional cable television services, but they do have some form of that. So hopefully that'll be. That will be of help to some folks over there. They do have a website if you want to check it out, see if it is available where you are, southernfibernet.com. I'm not making a plug for them. I'm just, you know, because they're offering the services where there currently is none, and a Facebook page at Southern Fibernet as well. 229-241-1059 is our number. We go back to the Colony Bank phone line. Hello, caller. Good morning. How are you?
I am doing great this morning. I am doing great. You brought up Andy Griffith out today. Have this question since you're an Andy Griffith expert. How many cars did Barney Fife own during the run of the show?
How many cars did Barney Fife own?
Yes.
Wow. He bought that one from Mrs. Lesh.
Yes.
So he owned that one for a little bit of time, although it went south on him pretty quickly. I don't remember another one.
There was an early episode, and I just discovered this the other day, as much as I've watched Andy Griffith. He owned it like an early 50s Ford. He'd be driving up and parked behind a patrol car, and then later Andy referred to Barney, bring your car. And so it was like an early 50, black early 50s Ford. Of course, all of them were back then in TVs, black and white.
Yeah.
But that was something I didn't know, because I thought it wasn't across the business ledge, sweet old lady. You know, I thought that was the only car Barney had ever owned. Well, I saw that episode.
Really? That's interesting. Yeah. I don't remember that one.
It was a very early episode, and I didn't even remember exactly what the episode was about. Mm-hmm. But they're all good, as long as they're black and white. When they're color, I don't watch them.
Yeah, yeah.
But I thought it was sort of odd. I said, Barney had another car.
I did not know that. How about that? I was going to say, I take it that early car, he did not buy that one from Mrs. Lesh.
No, he didn't buy that one from Mrs. Lash. I always thought it was odd. I always went for a day to the control car and went up to the duck pond. You know, it was going to the duck pond, a little spooky in the control car. I always thought that was kind of cool and wrinkled, too. But you still can learn stuff from watching Andy and Barney, and it never ceases to amaze me how good those shows were and how funny they were and what the messages were in those shows. It's just an amazing show that 54 plus 60 years now.
Isn't it amazing? How it stood up. And a great friend of mine, this has been done a lot, but did a Sunday school series at our church on using the Andy Griffith Show and different scenes from that and some of the morals and things of that can entail. And it was really, as a fan, I was thrilled that he was doing it and fascinated by it. And you're right, even I've seen, you know, I would assume all of the episodes and most of them multiple times. But even in that, you get different things out of it whenever you kind of watch it with other folks or when the discussion comes about it. So it's great stuff, man.
It is great stuff, and it's great lessons. It's how entertainment changed. And I think it has an impact on society in its form of teacher. It's all behavior in school. Because remember how, you know, Obi had respect for adults. And when he got out of line, and he, you know, took care of it. And it's like the little boy that was such a fad. And at the end of it, Andy told the boy's dad, we do have a woodshed out there. For it. And but now, if you think about it, I even think about Harry Colvin was on TV. How insulted he was to adults and how they let a child belittle an adult and basically talk down to them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is where we are in the world. And, you know, entertainment's had to be a good influence on behavior of people. We see that with adults. You know?
So amen.
Respect for authority. And, it's a shame. But the Andy Griffith Show is such a classic. And as long as it's in black and white, I'll watch it and we'll watch it. Whatever time it starts on TV Land, or
if
they
stop airing,
we'd
normally
watch it during supper at night.
There you go. Great idea.
But anyway, well, have a great one. Good talking to you today, Chris.
Take care, man. Have a good one. See you.
I will do that.
Bye-bye. You mean an old-fashioned woodshed? You can kind of see the light go on in that little boy's dad's head. Yeah, old-fashioned woodshed. Yeah, a lot of lessons can be learned from that. I've often been asked, what's your favorite Andy Griffith Show episode? And sometimes it depends on, it's hard to pick a favorite. But I do have about five, Opie and the Birdman, one called Class Reunion, which is a really, really good one. It's, I don't know if it's Man in a Hurry. We just watched that one not too long ago. And, yes, go to Thelma Lou's, watch TV, take a nap, just do it. I can go on. We can do a whole morning of Andy Griffith Show lessons, and it would not be a wasted morning in my mind. So, good stuff. A little trip down memory lane. And but the caller brings up a very good point. A lot of times, television shows are very good during their time, but then as years go on, it doesn't hold up because the times of the world, the Griffith Show, I mean, it really is, although, and obviously it's changed a lot since the 1960s when that show came out. But, even young kids, I mean, my kids love the Andy Griffith Show. Absolutely love it. And I've seen many of them multiple times. And so, because it's just plain funny. It is, I'm telling you. When Goober takes that car apart, that's funny. When Floyd Lawson says something, it's funny. It's funny 60 years ago, so, and funny now. So, good stuff. 229-241-1059. Stump me with some Andy Griffith Show trivia. I did not know that there was another car that Barney had bought. Get some other updates real quick. And again, you can find this online at ValdostaToday.com. And we appreciate Adam Floyd and the folks who keep that up to date with the news from throughout the region. Lanier County deputies are searching for a hit and run driver. This according to the Lanier County Sheriff's Office. And they're looking for the public's help in finding the driver involved. The driver of a four-door Chevy Silverado struck a car over the weekend at River Road and Homerville Highway. The driver is described as a tall white man with a skinny build and blonde hair. Could be late 20s, early 30s. The truck, a four-door Chevy Silverado, has a lift and black rims and a loud exhaust. Anybody with information is asked to contact the Lanier County Sheriff's Office and give them more information about that. And you can see a photo of that at our website at ValdostaToday.com and check that out. Also, the story out of Ben Hill County. You remember we told you about the gentleman over there who had won the lottery. I can't remember the exact amount he had won, but anyway, he had won the lottery, and then there was a home invasion to his home, and he was shot and killed. There were seven people charged with murdering him. One of those was 28-year-old Ernest Holcomb. He reportedly escaped through the jail's roof Wednesday afternoon at the Ben Hill County Jail. He was captured last night in Osceola. A tip led investigators to find that he was hiding under a house. He'll be charged with felony escape in addition to murder charges, again, related to that shooting death of lottery winner Gregory Birch. He now remains in the Ben Hill County Jail, but he will be moved soon to an undisclosed location. So, yeah, I'm trying to remember. One of our listeners was asking, hey, do you remember the episode on the Andy Griffith Show about Canadian health care? Well, I'm trying to remember that. I remember when they had Miracle Salve, and it didn't work either. It was about as effective as Canadian health care, I believe. Dr. Pendyke, how'd you do your voice like that, Barney? Back to the phone lines. Hello, caller. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, buddy. Do you know why Perimeter Road is closed at Forest?
You know, I don't. Somebody called us and let us know that it was closed up to, I think they said J.C. Shack Road.
I gotcha.
Yeah, but I have no idea why. But
they must be doing something to the railroad tracks there.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. They just the listener just said that it was closed at Forest going towards J.C. Shack, but I wasn't sure if it was because of an accident or some construction or something like that. So,
I gotcha. All right, I didn't know if anybody knew yet.
Hey, be careful, man. Thank you.
All right, man.
See you now. Again, that we got that call earlier that the inner perimeter closed at Forest Avenue or Forest Street. Can't remember which that is. Anyway, going towards J.C. Shack Road, so if that's in your area of travel, please be aware of that. Well, another listener offering up, we talked earlier about vice presidential possible running mates for both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Somebody offering up Alan West. Oh, from your lips to God's ears. I don't think it's going to happen. I would be very much in favor of that. But it brings Florida into play. By the way, we're going to do a little math. You hear all these experts saying, here's how the election's got to go. We have broken it down state by state. We'll do that start of next hour. I believe there are six toss-up states which are going to decide this election. And I'll tell you how we've got it all charted out coming up to start off next hour. So stay tuned for a little presidential math coming up, start of hour number two. Back to the phone lines. Hello, caller. Good morning, and how are you?
Good. The reason why it's closed down there is the railroad crossings are down. They have been down since about 2 o'clock this morning.
Ah, okay. So they were working to repair that?
Yeah, we're trying to wait for the railroad company to come in. That's the reason why they're closed.
Gotcha. Hey, I appreciate that very much. Thanks so much.
No problem.
Yeah, that's good to hear that it is not an accident or something like that. So hopefully they will get that done in short order. But in the meantime, it could be tie up some traffic this morning. So again, if that's in your daily route of travel on Forest between on Inner Perimeter over on Forest going toward J.C. Shack Road, you may want to go another route this morning as they're working apparently on a railroad crossing. And hopefully they will get that done in good fashion and get that done quickly. So. I got to tell you about this other story. This actually came across my Facebook feed, I guess, a couple of days ago. Boy, some people take things very seriously, and yeah, it's a bit odd. This happened up, I think, around Ringgold, Georgia, where they were having a professional wrestling match there in Ringgold, and one of the quote-unquote bad guys was taunting the crowd, as bad guys are wont to do. And apparently it got under one woman's skin very much. Patricia Ann Crow of Lafayette faces charges of aggravated assault and reckless conduct after she pulled a gun on a professional wrestler during a match in North Georgia and waved the gun around in a way which endangered others. They say this happened about 11 o'clock Saturday night in Ringgold. She admitted to the law enforcement officers that she did pull the gun on Lee. She said, quote, "He was talking mean to me, and I got mad. I guess I just let my temper get the better of me, and I pulled my pistol on him." Lee, who was the wrestler, told deputies he had just finished one match, was preparing for another. As part of the show, he had tied up one wrestler with tape, and then Crow, who was just a fan there, she wasn't part of the show or anything, she began to cut him free, just jumped out of the crowd, and Lee said, hey, what are you doing? You need to stop doing that. And that's when she pulled the gun out of her purse, and everything got called off. There were about 100 people at the event. Fans get fired up. I get it. Carrying a loaded gun in, that's not the best course of action. So, yeah. That'll get everybody's attention, however. It's not waving a gun around. That's dangerous stuff. Glad nobody was hurt in that. She faces charges, obviously. All right. Hello, caller. Good morning. How are you?
Chris Beckham. What's going on?
Super D, what's up?
Hey,
you remember? Hey, you know, Boris just opened up a little company, landscaping business,
cutting grass and cleaning houses.
Yeah, he was already doing, he was already doing some stuff for a big company, and he just kind of broke away and got his own stuff. Well, let me tell you what happened. I started getting calls yesterday, and people say, "Well, listen, did you start a lawn service?" I said, "Man, no, I didn't start a lawn service." And sure enough, they got somebody putting out signs, Super D Lawn Service.
No way.
Yeah, check this out. So I called the dude up. I told somebody to go get the number for me, and I called him up, and the guy answered. And he's one of them he's a black dude. He's the Jesus dude. He's got the choir on his phone when you call and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's one of them.
Well, anyway, nothing wrong with that.
No. I'm just saying he's one of them. So I called him up. I said, "Look, man, are you Super D?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "What's your name?" He said, "Darren or Daryl, one of them." And I said, "Look, man, I'm Super D. I don't know how you got to be Super D."
You need to trademark that, man.
You ain't going to believe this. I said, "Yeah, I don't know how you do it, but anyway," I said, "Look, man, I'm on the radio, and I said, that's the name I use." He said, "Man, I've had people already calling me about asking me if I was the one on the radio." I said, "You got to be kidding." So anyway, I'm calling, and the reason I'm calling to say all that, I don't want Boris riding around looking at the sign thinking I'm trying to get his business.
I got you.
You see what I mean?
I got you, yeah.
I would never do that. I'm going to try to get him business.
There you go.
Matter of fact, he needs to call up with a phone number or something because, that's good stuff. I'll try to get him business. So, listen, if y'all see Super D, that ain't me.
Man, that's going to help his business. The fact that he is, I don't think he's trying to, did he know you or,
No. Had no idea. This guy didn't have a clue.
Uh-huh.
We looked up Super D yesterday. The only Super D in the universe, other than this landscaping dude, is a Filipino superhero.
Really?
Yeah.
Now you're
in the universe.
Listen, you're going to find this funny, but this is the God's honest truth. I was talking to a gentleman earlier this week, and he and his I may have some of the details wrong, but he and his family have adopted a child or are fostering a child or something from and he's from overseas. I don't know what country the kid's from, but his name is a very long name. And it starts with a D, and he said, "So we just call him Super D because
there
that's it's just easier to remember." I said, "There you go, man. That's a good tribute to have."
Yeah, it just fell out. But anyway, I didn't want Boris going out there thinking I was trying to do him like that. Man, I would never do Boris like that.
I got it. Well, that's good of you to let folks know that, and I'm sure Boris would appreciate it. And anything I can do to promote Boris's business, I'm glad to help. He's a great guy.
That's right. That's right. Me too. So anyway, that's all I want. Somebody call and give me something this morning, man. I'm tired of giving y'all something. Give me something.
Show Super D a little love.
Y'all call in. People call in that never called in. That's what you're standing there. You got all this information that we need, and you just say, "Oh, I'm embarrassed." So what, man? You're going to die anyway. Who cares? Somebody, you say people remember stupid stuff Abraham Lincoln said? Come on, just say it.
Just say it. That's right. Be bold.
Dollar back, Chris.
Hey, man, have a good weekend, brother. Take care.
You too.
See you now. Super D is not stealing lawn care, but Super D is busy with his own business. He ain't got time to take care of lawn care as well. But that is really interesting, though. I've not seen those signs. I need to get, if I can get me a, I don't know this gentleman he's talking about, but if I can get me a Super D lawn care service sign and put it up in our studio, that'd be a nice little memento to add to our small but burgeoning collection. So good stuff. 229-241-1059. So you too can call and become worldwide famous, just like Super D. All right, coming up, we'll do a little delegate math to start off next hour. Great guest lined up today. Again, we appreciate the folks at Jacob's Ladder. They're going to be joining us later on to tell us about a way that you can help them continue to help the community. That'll be coming up during the 8 o'clock hour. Also, Katie Millison is going to be joining us next hour. There's a movie out called The Unknowns. It's about the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. It has a South Georgia connection. And that movie, it's not like a national release. They're only showing it in specific locations. One of those locations is in Moultrie. We'll tell you when and how you can be a part of it coming up during the 7 o'clock hour. Also, our NASCAR contest coming up about 8:35. Lots more to talk about in hour number two, and that's coming up right after Rush Limbaugh. And your news on this Friday, back with more right after this.